Second Shurim Sachim.
Last time we went over the Mishneh Sachim and also the first Aesis. I mentioned that the Ran answers Aesis Kashi and Rashi. Now, Aesis Kashi and Rashi was, how can Rashi say, the purpose of Dike is to preclude the Avir of Baliroye, since the Beidik has to be in battle anyway, and Midraisi to Baal Mesage, so it's not necessary to resort to Dike in order to avoid the Is of Baliroye. So the Ram says, let's say this guy. So the Ram says that this Takone of a Beidik Soshi Vatir, this Takone of Mulcheres, after the Achzim Samishi. According to this, so Bizman HaMishneh, there was, that Takone was not in effect as yet. So when the Mishneh says, Ere Abos HaBidki Zachom Ezer HaMeir, so, and the purpose is to preclude the Rav Bar Yehoye, the Mishneh's reference to one who does not resort to Bidu. And prior to that Takone, there was no Chiyuv of Bidu. So Midraise, so the Ram says, according to Rashi, Midraise, so one has the alternative, one of two alternatives. Either he'll be the Bapu Chometz. So that comes within the posik of Tashbisu, as Unkeles explains it, that Tashbisu means people, or Biomamish. So I mean, Tashbisu can be fulfilled in one of two ways, either through a physical destruction or by mental destruction. What does Bitul mean? Bitul means that the person ignores the Chometz and he considers it as dust of the earth. So in other words, it doesn't exist to him subjectively. It doesn't exist to him. It has no value. So Tashbisu means destruction. So there are two kinds of destruction. A physical destruction. So what kind of a physical destruction does it mean? So on that point there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means reife. According to Rabbonon, it can be holdover. But according to both, it's a physical destruction. But you can fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu through a mental destruction. If the person is mivat and he considers it, I mean, in good faith, as like the dust of the earth, so that means subjectively it doesn't exist there. He doesn't care for it. So one can be mekayim the Tashbisu either through a physical destruction, be mamesh, or through bitul. So the Mishneh discusses the Tashbisu that is realized through mamesh bitul. So then Midraisei is mechuyev not only to destroy it, but to search every place where Chometz is like. Right, this is how the Ram explains. The Rabban Bar Tanoreh and the Rabbi Yehonas Meruneh, so he explains Rashi a little differently. He says, not that this Taloche, this Drabonon of Abedik Tzor Sheivate, is it Hakone Melcheres, and it was enacted after the Mechsim Samish. But we can say that Rashi is made there, that this Drabonon is it Hakone Gdumo, before Chsim Samish. So then the question arises, so how can Rashi say that the purpose of Dikei is to prevent Baliroye, but in as much as he's mechuyev to mevatel anyway, and if he's mevatel, he will not be even Baliroye, even if he will not be Beidik? The answer is because of the possibility, maybe he will find, maybe, let's say, if he were not to be Beidik, suppose he wouldn't be mechuyev to be Beidik. So then, two, he's mevatel anyway. But what does Bitul mean? Bitul means he doesn't care for it. But suppose, let's say, he Erev Pesach, he is not Mevatlet. I mean, he is Mevatlet, but Erev Pesach, but he is not Beidik. And then later on, he is not Beidik. And after he is Mevatel, he finds a Gusko Yofe. And he likes it. So in other words, so then the Bitul becomes Bot. Because Bitul represents a certain mental attitude. If Bemis, if genuinely, in good faith, he has no regard for the Chometz and he doesn't care for it. But if, let's say, he'll be Mevater, so he'll say, Kol Chmire, Chmire, Dizl, Beshusi, Lev Metolim, Lev Gefchad Ari. But then he finds a gluski yofe, and the wicca, here's a wicca art for it. So that will be mivatel the beetle. Because lip service is not enough. In other words, if in his heart he has a regard for the chometz, what he finds it, so then he'll behave a balioi. So because of that, he has to be beidik. And what does beidik mean? Be beidik. Every place that is likely to have chometz, and whatever chometz he finds, he has to destroy it. So memele, there is no possibility of shemuyik. So gluskoyon. This is how the Rambam of the Nora explained Rashi, and also Rav Yiddish Miller. All right, now Maya, Ravuna Omar Nagi, Rav Yudah Omar Leil. So what is Eir? What does Eir mean? So Ravuna says that it means Nagi. That means morning. Rav Yudah Malay. Kosal kedait ad mande oma nagi nagi mamesh. U mande oma. Leile, leile mamesh. Leile mamesh. Now, the maskon of the Gemara is that bein Rav Yudah and bein Rav Yudah, the kula alma here water. The loitli, marke asre or marke asre. But how amin of the Gemara was that from Rav Yudah says nagi. So it's not that he's using a euphemistic expression, but that it really means that it means more. Mando ma kum right man sal kusal tidaito mando ma nagi nagi manish mando ma lele lele manish meis habei kerei vanoshim shulchu al meya im ameu. So we see that eir means morning. It doesn't mean, it does not have reference tonight. So it's a kashi against Rav Yudah. Miksi voei a baker, ha baker erksi, ki man de oma tzafreno. So it's, if it had been written in the Torah, hoei a baker, so then that oil is baker, is the shame dog. It says ha baker erksi, ki man de oma Mandova Tafkano, that the morning lit. So it's a high abaker erksi, high lapshim double. It's not a shemetze, but now elabaker eir, that the morning lit. Elabaker eir, vahanoshim shu, oma Tafkano, the morning. Uchid rabiude, omarav, the omarav yud omarav, leilo bikoni sorim bichitei, vyeitze bichitei, vyeitze bichitei. Now, that has nothing to do with Tzafre Noach. But that, since he mentioned, so he also mentions that one is not allowed to start a journey while it's still dark. So, but in Ochname, Eir as a Shemetzem has reference to evening. Bechitei, Hayetze li derech, Yikonis arvis li meismolei da chamo zirachas. Before the sunset, Umocho yamtin anetz chamo viyetz. Bas teivle, Sheo Eir teivle, Shenema beir ki teivle, Umayi tifosei, Mipnei achayis umpnei alisi. So in other words, it's an Eir of Sakone, that one should not start on a journey. Or even if he started on the journey in the morning, but then, so he should stop off at the inn for the night, and he should not walk on the journey in the night time because of the sakone, because there are many invisible destructive forces that might attack him at night. Mace. So it says, Ucheya Beikia. So, Miksiv Eya Beikia, again, if it had been written Eya Beikia, that would imply that Eya is the Shemetzen for Beikia. But, Ucheya Beikia, 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 Kinsrich HaShemesh Lefadikim Lelapo. Now there is Rashi's pshat and this Rambam pshat. Rashi's pshat is very strange. Now, mixi ve'yabekia, ve'yabekia, hashte mashmalon, v'shem dovo, ve'orche komado, ve'yaze, da'ayne be'yabekia, that is an ishen etzem, kein yisra shemesh le'sadikim, she'yitzum ha'filosan le'lamo. So it's raya that eya has reference to morning, eya as ishen has reference to morning. Mixi ve'yabekia, da'ayne shem dovo, v'nimer yiru be'yabekia, kein yisra shemesh, ve'yabekia, ve'in ze shem dovo, elokim me'ya shal be'yabekia, Yizrach Shemes. Kishemaschi la'abeikea lehoi abeilom azeh v'yuchesha v'yofeh ba'aleis ha'shacha. So nega kizrich ha'shemesh shelchshom. Tiye eise shol ha'tzadikim lo'sidlom. Lifi sheyei e'chamo gadol mei. Va'afilo ha'aleis ha'shachar shelo yoi ka'anei tzachamo shelachshom. So how does Rashi explain? Teit Ramtam explain it different. But how does Rashi explain? The Posik says that the Ashacha of Losid Lovei will have as much light as the Netzach Hamo now, Bizman Hazeh. Now, of course, Netzach Hamo there is much more light than Amud Ashacha. So the Amud Ashacha of Losid Lovei will have as much light, will shed as much light as the Netzach Hamo now, Beilom Hazeh. So how is that implicit in the pasuk in the Roshna Gemara? V'horakom uche'ei abeikia eilo mazeh kein zich ha'shemesh letzadikim l'lavo. Now according to Rashi it's very strange, because according to Rashi the pasuk says that am da shachar of losid lovei will be like the zrich ha'shemesh v'eilo mazeh. But here the Gemara says uche'ei abeikia v'eilo mazeh kein shemesh letzadikim l'lavo. So we have to say, so Beika means the Netzachamo. So the Zrich HaShemesh Leilom Abo is the Amud HaShacha. Leilom Abo Ulosim Lovei like the Beika, the Netzachamo. So it should be the other way. Uchvorekoma כאיר זריחס שמש ביום הזה, כי כאין עמוד השחר לצדיקים ליום הבא. But here the Gemara says וכאיר ביקר ביום הזה כאין זריחס שמש לצדיקים הבא. I mean, so how can that be implicit in the Roshon Hagemara? According to Rashi's pshat, so it means that עמוד השחר of ביום הבא, not the זריחס שמש, not the נצח המו, but the עמוד השחר of ביום הבא will be analogous to this the Netzachamo Beilom Hazeh. So we have to say, of course it's difficult, but according to Rashi we have to say that Beikar itself means Netzachamo Beikar, not prior to Netzachamo you can't call it Beikar, but only after the Netzachamo is called Beikar, Eir Beikar. So Eir Beikar Beilom Hazeh means the Netzachamo Beilom Hazeh. Now, but the question is, according to Rashi's pshat, the Gemara is saying that the Netzachamu Beilom Hazeh will be analogous to the Amud HaShachar L'mabo. So why does it say Kein Zrich HaShemes? So you should say Kein Amud HaShachar L'tzadikim L'mabo. The answer is, what is the Amud HaShachar? What is the Amud HaShachar? Now, the Amud HaShachar means Heir HaMizroch. So why does the eastern horizon light up so early? Because the sun rises in the east. So there is more light on the eastern horizon than on the rest of the sky, because the sun rises. So at Amud HaShachar, that's before the sun rises, but it already sheds its the rays of light on the eastern horizon. So Mimele, the Amud HaShachar itself represents Zrichas HaShemesh. Not the appearance of the Guf HaShemesh, but the appearance of the rays of the sun. Because how do we see light on the eastern horizon at Amud HaShachar? Because the sun, the Guf, even though it is not seen at Amud HaShachar, at dawn, You cannot see the Guf HaShemesh. You cannot see it as yet. But it emits the rays and the Eastern horizon. And that gives rise to light. So in other words, so the Zrich HaShemesh can have reference to the Amud HaShachar, because the Heir HaMizroch is a result of the rays of the sun. So Keir Beikia Beil Mazeh, that the Heir Beikia, in other words, the Netzach Hamo Beil Mazeh, is analogous to the Amud HaShachar, which is designated by Zrich HaShemesh, because the Amud HaShachar, the Heir HaMizroch, is a result of the rays of the sun, that the Guf HaShemesh, which is not seen as yet, emits. So Zrich HaShemesh, according to Rashi, has reference not to the Netzach Hamo, but rather to the appearance of light, which is a result of the emission of the rays of the sun. Zrich HaShemesh. Now, how does Tam explain it differently? So in other words, that means the Hatzi Ayei. So then, when the sun is being the center of the sky, so the Netzach Hamo, Osid Lovei, will be analogous to the Hatzi Ayeim of his Manasseh. Meisvi. Vayikro Elikim Le'eya Yoyim. Al me'eya yimomehu. So we see that there is reference to the day, not to the evening. So again, the Gemara, the Machshin assumed that Vayikro Elikim Le'eya Yoyim implies that Eir is the name for Yeim. Horekoma. Limeiru bo kore Yeim. Vayikro Elikim. To the source of light, to that which gives light, Yei. So it's not the Shem Dover of Yei. Limeiru bo kore Yei. Mishor Shemasvel. God called the moment when it starts shedding light, day. Mishor Shemasvel Yavai Eyalav Shem Dover. Elamato. If the pshat in Vayikra Elikim Le'ayim is that the moment it starts lighting up, so then the day begins. So by following up the parallelism, so a similar interpretation is to be applied to the second half of the pasuk. V'lachei shechor ha'layla means when it starts to darken, to become dark. So it's light, because the lighting up as well as the darkening is a process. It's not something that takes place in a split second. It doesn't become light. You don't get a light in the morning in one split second. It's a gradual process. So you have when the sun is only a few degrees below the eastern horizon, then it starts lighting up. And as the sun rises more and more, so then you get more and more light. And the same thing is the darkening process. So as the sun sets just beneath the horizon, so then it starts becoming dark. But it becomes darker and darker and darker. So, Monevshech, if the pshat in Vayikra Elikim Le'ayim is not that Eir is the equivalent, is the name, the Shemetzim for Eir, but that when it starts to light up, even though the lighting process is, the lighting is not something that takes place in 1 second. It's a process. It's a gradual process. So we do not say that it becomes day when you have full light, when you have light in the center of the sky, when you have full light. But when it begins to light up, when the eastern horizon begins to show light, so that's already the beginning of the day. So we have to apply a similar interpretation to the other half of the pasuk. So it doesn't mean when it's completely dark, then it's lilo. But it means when it starts to be machshich, when the darkening process begins. This gradual darkening process begins. It's already lilo. We machshichu boko lilo. Well, came along, but this is not so. The atzis akichobim yimomehu. Yimomehu. But we pasken that until tzis akichobim, it's still daytime. It's still daytime. Now let's see the Rashi. Atzis akichobim yimomehu. Ki dechsiv malis ha-shacha v'atzis akichobim de'ezre. V'anachnu eisim bimlocho. Mi'alis ha-shacha v'atzis akichobim. V'ho yolonu, v'ho yolonu. Ayin limlocho. That's the conclusion of the pasuk. V'ho yolonu ayin limlocho v'alay lo limish. So that means that Ezra and Nehemiah and all their followers, so worked in the day, and they worked from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. So that implies that the day ends at Tzitzak Chovim. Now, Tzitzak Chovim is a substantial interval subsequent to Shkia Sachamo. Because when does the darkening process begin? When does the darkening process begin? It's sunset. So then, when the Guf HaShemes sets below the horizon, so then it starts becoming dark. Darker and darker. And it's a process until it reaches such a point that it's so dark it doesn't become any dark. That's Tzitzak Chovim. That is Tzitzak Chovim. So Mimele, and he says, Voyolon Lahayim Limlocho. Now the Gemara in Broche says, Vafal Pishin Rai Lidovo, Zeicha Lidovo. Sheneema, Vanachnu Yisim Lochom Alisa Shara Tzitzak Chovim, Veimeya, Voyolon Lahayim Limlocho, Valayu Limishmo. So the Gemara in Broche Davei says that it's not a Rai Gemara. From this Gemara it's Mashma, not from the Gemara, but from the Rashi. From the Rashi and Teisves, because the Gemara says, "Vokaimla tzitzak chovim yimomehu," it's a reposh. And Rashi mentions the posik in Ezra, Nehemiah. So it's but the Gemara in Broche says, "Vavol b'shin ha'ilu lo vazichu lo vo." So that some Rishonim will explain the Gemara, some Rishonim in Broche will explain the Gemara, "Vavol b'shin ha'ilu lo vazichu lo vo." Not that it's not a raya gemura from that posik. From this posik, there is a raya brure that until the day ends, only tzitzak chovim. Until Tzitzak Chovim, so there is, it's still day. But the Gemara over there says Vavol Pishin Rai Lidovo, Zeich Lidovo, because the Gemara in Broches mentions that Ligabi Kriyashma, and Ligabi Kriyashma. So what does the Gemara say? That Krish Mishalailo, when is this man of Krish Mishalailo begin at Tzitzak Chovim? So the Gemara says, the price says, Vavol Pishin Rai Lidovo, Zeich Lidovo. Now Krish Kriyashma does not depend upon Yim and Lail. It depends upon, as we return, shriven shas kime. So memele, it's not a raya brure legabi kriyashma, because true it's a raya brure that the day ends at Tzitzak Chovim. But who says that this man shrive coincides with the end of the day? Maybe there is no equation between this man shrive and Lilo. So because of that, the Gemara, the price says, Aval Pishin Rai Lidovo Zeich Lidovo. But insofar as the question of Yem and Lilo is concerned, so there is a Raya Brure from that posik, that Lilo begins only at Tzitzak Chovim. And we don't say that Lilo begins when the darkening process begins. Because the darkening process begins at Shkia Zachamo. Oh, so that's the Gemara's kash. Kaimah Zachom Yomor, El Horekoma. Kai Rachmona Li Neire, that the Rebbein Shalom commanded the source of light who packed the amitzvah of the aim v'kai rachmon lichshuche, the source of darkness who packed the amitzvah of the lilo. But it does not mean that air is the shemetzem for yeh, and it does not mean that air is the shemetzem for yeh. Now kai achmon leneir hai vayik kolach kfi Hashemu itim shikor Hashem liyayei ala kor libriyo hamliyo sheboro meheid me'ata levushi. It's sehr bemerkbar, der rasche Menschens, der Gottes Chazal, im Medrash, מהיך עוד נברואיה. So רב שמול מלחמי ניסד, ניסעתי והקודש בור בבגד לובון, או בסימגול לבונו. ומזה נברואיה. Of course it cannot be understood literally, but Rashi mentions this מים החזר. ופארק דה מצווה של יאים הציבו לשמש ביי, ולאחי שהחציבו לשמש בלילה. כי מלך שיקור לעבדי, קור בלילה קור, כי מלך שיקור לעבדי שיוב לבא. מייס, הללו כל כך ויהיה, על מאיר אותהו, על מאיר אותהו. הוכי קומה, כל כחוב עם אמיר, so it doesn't mean the stars of the night. The Marxian thought, כל כך ויהיה means the stars of the night. No, but it means כל כך ויהיה, all those stars that shed light. על מאיר אותו. הוכי קומה, הללו כל כך ונור, אלא מעטו, כי חובים המאירים הוא דיבו ישורי, שאינו מאירים ליבו ישורי, they don't praise the רבינו של אלום, ואוקסיב הללו כל צבו, אלא הוקמש מלון, דיה וכחובים נעמי, הוקמש מלון, דיה כחובים נעמי, לילום כחוב המאירים קומה, ולקעה של חושן עם מאירים לאי, הודי נוקע, כך ואיר, לב, לימודי כחובים שנמירים, וכל כחובים יש למאיר, וילקה לימודי מידי, I mean, the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara is not the way Rashi explains it. The Pashtus Loshon HaGemara is when the Gemara says, "Elmato kichovim amirim who diboy yishvuche, sheinu mirim liboy yishvuche." In other words, that there could be kichovim that don't shed light, and that wouldn't be difficult, because kichovim does not necessarily have to mean what is called in English a star. A star is something that sheds light, but kichovim, and I think that there are some mifroshim, if I'm not mistaken, there is a radak that says that kichovim does not necessarily have reference to what we call stars. A star in English is shed light, but I mean kichovim can mean he can have reference even to a planet. So memele, so we could explain the Gemara. Alamat kichovim amirim udiboyish ben moshuche voksiv halu kol tzvos. So in other words, even the kichovim sheinim amirim. Because a keichov could mean a star, could mean a planet. He's also a keichov. Let's say like Mars. So he's also a keichov. So say elu hokamash mulon de kovin amir. They might not mean it. They need a meneir. The tanya, the nan, the tanya. Oh, we're not here to see the one. The need a meneir. Also be also keichov. But so we could explain it that way. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. So apparently Rashi holds that keichov. As reference only to what is called in English a star. Let's say Mars could not be designated as a kechov. Could not be designated as a kechov. So Mele explains the Gemara, Lamaatu kechov ma'amirim hu dibo yishvuche, she'inu mirim libo yishvuche, vokesiv halu kosuva velo kamashmon. Not that all kechovim, kechovim that shed light, kechovim that don't shed light, praise the Almighty. But it means every kechov sheds light. ולקשו לחושן מירים לא יהודי נוקת יחווי לאב למוד כחושן מירים תיכול כחובים יש למיר ולא כלימוד המיר וקרוא השמינון תהיה כחובים קורא ונח כמיני לנבר הנויה מנויה שיעשר בעירון של כחוב Now here, now text So the girl says דקנה Now there is no such mission So the mishpot So he put down the tani It's a price So it's a price Now the Tzlach says that we're not there as the Tnan or the Tanya. In other words, the Gemara is saying it. The Gemara is saying it. Meisre, le'eir yokum ritzeach, yiktal oni ve'evim, uvalaylo yihi kigam. So it's a posik in here. Now, al me'er yimom il, because the posik explains the activities of the ganet, of the criminal in the night vis-a-vis something else. So what must it be? Lilo certainly means night. and vis-a-vis the night, as against the night, the Lilo, so the Posik points out the activities of the Ganev in here. So it must be the day. Homit koma v'laylo yikiganov, al meiyo yimomi. With the koma, v'laylo yikiganov, michlau deiyo, the reishi nikho yimomi, v'ohe koma, v'yeyim kishevrit rochi meiluchim, emil ritzei abeim ad rochi, v'yeyogo, v'neitles momeno, v'laylo, hu nase kiganov, lachteir, botim v'lidnei. So we see that eiyo has reference to yeyim. So Gemara says, hosom hohe koma. If Shitaloch Milsek in air, the Anfosheskoye, the Anfosheskoye Seritzea, the Nitilatio in Afsh, the Misapkoch Milsek Lelie, Ibinehoki Ganov, the Loy Nitilatio in Afsh. Now this is reference to the Aloch of Machteres. So the Torah says, in the Machteres Imotze Aganov, the Hook of the Maze, in Lidon, in Zohar of Hashemes. So then is Yesh Lidon. So what does it mean? It means that Iganov, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yume, so Rove explains it. Because why does the Torah say Machteres Imotze Aganov, the Huka Vameis Elidom? In other words, there is no Yisaritzichet. If somebody kills Iganov who breaks into the house, why? Because now there is no heter to kill Iganov. There is only heter to kill Eredi. Someone who has intentions to kill the Balabais. So then the Balabais is justified in killing him. Self-defense. But if the Ganev has no intentions of killing Balabais, then Balabais is not allowed to kill the Ganev. So why does the Torah say Eli Domim? There is no Yisrael Tzichet. The answer is Chazoke Eino Domaimid Atzmei Al Momen. In other words, that when the Balabais sees that another person, that the Ganev, is breaking into his house, so he just cannot maintain silence. He cannot do it. Even if this involves a risk, the Balabais is disposed to stop the Ganev from stealing. Now, so, and the Ganev knows it. I mean, this is such a simple thing. I mean, this disposition in every man to stop the Ganev from stealing money in the house, so he's well known to everybody. So the Ganev who breaks into the house knows about it. And still he goes. Still he breaks into the house. How does he break into the house? But he knows that the Balabais will see him, he'll stop him. So the answer is, the Ganev, when he breaks into the house, so he made up his mind. There is a presumption. Chazok. So the Ganev, when he decided to break into the house of his neighbor, so he made up his mind that in case the Balabais will try to stop him in his pursuit, then he'll kill the Balabais. So the Ganev becomes ready. Now we have Exeris HaKosuf for Freidev in another Pasuk also. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kasher Yokum Mishal Reyu, Uritzochek in Adomar Hazeh. So there is an analogy between Tzich and Arayis. So it works both ways. So in other words, so Itzichet is hukash to Arayis, and Arayis is hukash to Itzichet. Arayis is hukash to Itzichet just as it's Yorim Olyavir. Ligaver Itzichet, because of my chosis, so it's also Yorim Olyavir, Ligaver Arayis. And Itzichet is hukash to Arayis, just as that Ligaver Arayis. There is a loche of Nitmatzil in Nafshei, because the Torah in the parasha of Arayis says, Vei Mishiel, Ho Yeish Mishiel O, Mishpatzili. So if one is ready, so anyone who can save the Naramos, even by killing the ready, so he's allowed in Tzimre Mitzvah to do it. So that's Exasakosu v'gavi Naramos, Arayis. In Mishiel, ho yesh Mishiel matzil. And there is a hekesh between Ritzich and Arayis. So Arayis, so Ritzich is hukash to Arayis, just as v'gavi Arayis. So it's matzilim b'nafshei shoredim, so the kaper itziche, so it's also matzilim b'nafshei shoredim. And because he's a kaper, he's a chesnecho, he's a veralav, if he refrains from saving the nirde, we buy through killing the rei. So we have one passage of a Moshiach, and the drosh, the hekesh, between Naram and Roso, and
between Aram Hoso and Arayas, and Arayas. So we have one pasuk. Now, why does the Torah have to say, mention the whole parasha of Machteres? There is already the drosha. There is already the drosha of a Mishialo and the Hekesh between Ritzich and Arayas. So in other words, so you can ask the Kashe in two ways. Why does the Torah have to mention both? So you can ask, once there is a drosha of a Mishial, Hoyesh Mishial of Matzivach Nashtoredi, and there is a Hekesh between Arayas and Ritzich, so the Torah doesn't have to spell out the parasha of Machteres. And you can ask the other way, you can approach the other way. Since there is an explicit parasha of Machteres, in Machteres he mots a Agano of Hukam and Saint Lidomi. Why do we need it Roshe? A Hekesh between Ritzich and Arayas? Well, so the answer is that even though both the Droshe, the Hekesh between Ritzich and Arayas, is based upon the concept of Redi, and the parasha of Machteres is based upon the concept of Redi, but there is a difference. There is a fundamental difference between the two halachas. In Machteres imotze agano, vuhu kol meis in edon. In zolcho, Hashem esholo, domim loy, shali mishali, imein loy vinin gabinivos. So, now the Rambam, when the Rambam mentions in Yuchas Ritzeach Ushin Ras Nefesh the Aloha of Eidim, so the Rambam says that there is a chiyuv to kill the Eidim if there is no other way of saving the Nir. So the Rambam says in the Kalb Ras Ritzeach Aloha Bo Avlo Reidim HaChaveir Lehori Afilo Yoreidif Kot Harei Kol Yisroel Nitzuvin Lahatzil An Yodom Viyad Oreidim ואפילו בנפשי שורי כיצר אם יזהו ואי הוא רדף אחר מרוב שלו כיבו רוב עשוי כיבו שעדיין הוא רדף הרי זה נר ומיוח להציל בעבי גם מאיפה דבור היו רדף כשיחו יש בחיץ ובאבן ובסייב ויקדו את יודי אוי ישע בו אסחק לו יש מסיין לייסי ומניחים לך ולהציל היום כי נוגעו לרדף הרי לא ארגן את זה אבל פי שעדיין לא אורק שנמר קצי שעסקה פה לסוח את זה נר so if somebody fails to kill the Rebbe and then thereby say the Niyodev he is Nebatel and Esef Katzis Eskapo he is Nebatel Yom Eloitz Esef Misochis besides the love of his of his Amdadam Rach Samdam Rach in other words you see the love of Samdam Rach or that's it that is there in any situation where a person is able to save another person from death and he does not after Rebbe but the Esef Katzis Eskapo is also Necho a peculiar to Rebbe somebody is Yeah, but no, it doesn't say the person is in the law. It's not in the Katzis Eskapos on Snell. But, so, the Esef Katzis Eskapos on Snell are peculiar to it. So that's the Aloha play. So it's not, so the Gabba Redev, it's not only a Rishus. It's a mitzvah. And there is a mitzvah peculiar to it. It does not apply to any other Sakonim, like the Rehav Noh. Only by Redev it applies. Now let's see. How the Rambam mentions Aloch of Machteres. Rambam tells us what is made of Aloch Zayin. Habom Machteres vibiyin kvar ayo ilo idon. Alim hog ibar abayis ishe oro dom ptui. Hu rishus yish bechol hog. Vibichay vod bishabes. Vichol nisa shirchim amis. Shenem ari ilo idon. Vech labom Machteres ikan ashin nitsa tzirgal. Gato ishe. Shalo odom. Oy bishir hatsire. Oy bishir kafifei vibiyin kvar ayo. Ilom nema Machteres. לא ללמוד מחתר בלי מה הגיר עוד העיר עוד לא משל מחתר אבל מי שבוע בסקנות לפי שחס קוסם שאין עומד בעל הבית לפונו ומונה יאוגר ומיצו זה הנכנס ובייס חבר אליני תראי לי וכה חבר להיר ומפיחו יאורי בין שאו יבודי ובין שאו ירקותי בין תוך הבית זה יהיה ברמדה זה סייבת זה חבר מוצא אבל מחתר זה מי בריר אין לי דומי ללמוד בעל הבית שאו עוד המתור הוא רישוס, יש בכל אופי רישוס, זה לא יש לך צריכה, זה רישוס. But there is no meat. But a regular idea, so there is a meat there at all. Why? That's a little simple. The gamma, it has a good of a idea. Now we ask the question, why does the Torah have to mention the Parsha of Machteres? אני אהל בתרושם, כי אני פוסקים כבר בקשירו, או יש קשירו, כאילו זה סביב לנפק, so, מעצים לנפק, נפק שורים, והקש, בידוד, מציח את הרעיק, so, why do we need a parsha machter? But that's not a because the heavy is a parsha machter. So then, I would say, the camel is a place in the house, and this is the matter. Why do they need a parsha? The chadok in the mind at all, so the matter knows that, that the balamai is not going to tell him it's excellent. So he's going to fight it back. So, so he goes to the determination, in case the balamai starts fighting back, that he'll kill the balamai. So the daily is in your life, but it happens. Thank you.